Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on Facebook.com/Tantalizing Nature. For this episode, I will be reading Shared. Written and read by myself. I'm really not a slut, but this night I was. I didn't go out looking to be shared. It just kinda happened. I went to this small get-together with a couple of my friends. There weren't too many girls there to begin with, but as the night went on, it waned down to just me and another girl. There were five guys that lasted with us. We played some drinking games. I was getting hammered. The other girl, though, got wasted drunk and passed out in one of the rooms. That left just me with five guys, all vying to be the lucky guy that gets some pussy tonight. It felt kind of amazing to have so much attention from all the guys. I didn't know which one I wanted. They were all good looking. And really, I wouldn't have mind fucking any one of them. Things started getting a little wild when we put on some sexy music. I decided to give the guys a little show. Dancing seductively, I began teasing them, letting them see a little skin. I was so caught up in the moment. I didn't say anything when one of the guys came up from behind. He circled his arms around me. I leaned back into him, grinding my ass on his hard cock. He kissed my neck and slid his hands up, slowly lowering my top to expose my breasts to all the eager eyes. I felt him caress my nipples with his thumbs and forefingers. It felt delicious. All eyes were on me as the guy behind began kissing a trail of kisses from my ear, down my neck, to my shoulders. I leaned my head back and closed my eyes and just let myself feel the music and his wonderful hands. It wasn't long before I felt another mouth on me, kissing a trail from my collarbone down to my eagerly awaiting nipple. I cried out in pleasure and surprise when I felt his mouth close over my engorged nub, expertly sucking and licking. Maybe I should have stopped them, but my head was telling me, when will you ever have this chance again to be this wild, crazy, and free? I mean, why shouldn't I have this experience? Soon, I couldn't tell how many hands were on me as my skirt was lowered, and I felt someone's fingers probing and caressing me on top of my soaked panties. I'm sure he could feel the hot moistness through. Slowly, the guys started moving me towards a bedroom while they continued to excite me with their mouths, hands, and fingers. I felt the bed behind me as I was carefully laid down. I can't even describe the feeling I had when I looked up in five flushed and eager faces looking back at me. I closed my eyes and let them enjoy my body. My soaked panties were removed and one of the guys spread my legs to give them all a look at my juicy pussy. Fingers spread me and slowly dipped into my opening. I was so turned on. The second those fingers rubbed my clit, I exploded in orgasm. As he rubbed my clit, another guy slid a finger in me. Someone started eating my pussy soon after.
while others were playing with my breasts. I had never felt so much attention at one time. It was intoxicating. I felt something hard against my lips. Opening my eyes, I saw there was a cock probing my lips. I parted them and granted access to my mouth. He slid his cock as far in my mouth as he could, gagging me a little. As I was getting mouth fucked, I heard one of the guys telling the guys that was eating my pussy, "Move over. I want to eat that pussy too." I felt the bed move as the guys exchanged position. This guy enjoyed sucking my clit while he finger fucked me. Each guy ate and fingered my pussy differently, and I enjoyed each and every one of them. Different dicks were stuffed into my mouth. The last guy to eat my pussy raised up onto his knees and slid his hard cock into me. He didn't waste any time slamming it in me. My cries were muffled by the cock in my mouth, but damn, he was giving it to me good. He pulled out and came on my stomach, just above my pubic bone. I could feel the cum running down the side of my stomach as another cock was plunged into my pulsing pussy. He was bigger than the first, stretching me wider. He lifted my left leg up onto his shoulder. Leaning forward a little, he gave me that bulging cock. I came so hard, I pulled the cock that was in my mouth out while I cried out and gritted my teeth. He pulled out and came on my breasts. The next guy rolled me over onto my knees. He smacked my ass a few times before I felt him spread my pussy to enter me. He was a bit smaller than the other guys, but him giving it to me from behind made up for his size. He slid his thumb in my ass as he pounded me out. I started to come when he pulled out and came on my ass, leaving me wanting. I was pulled to the edge of the bed and flipped back around. I looked down to see this guy had a long, curved cock. I was excited to feel it inside me. I was so close to exploding. He plunged it in me, the curve of it pushing against the wall of the inside of my pussy. "Oh my God," I cried out. He was so deep. I enjoyed every thrust. His thrust became frenzied before he pulled out and came on my mound of my pussy. The fifth and final guy to fuck me climbed on the bed and spread my legs, my pussy swollen and red from being fucked for an hour already. He grabbed a pillow and put it beneath my ass. On his knees, he slid the biggest cock of all of them in me. I was so stretched and sensitive, my pussy exploded hard on him before he even started thrusting it in me. He held his cock deep inside me, feeling the pulsing. He slowly thrust himself in and out of me. It was just us left in the room now. He took his time with me. I enjoyed him the most. The rhythm was intense. He began giving long, hard strokes. With one last hard slam, he held his cock inside as he exploded. I cried out in ecstasy as I felt his hot liquid released inside me. He collapsed on top of me and laid there a minute before he rolled over and we got up. I replayed the night over in my head as I got dressed and cleaned myself up as much as I could. I needed time alone after this and decided it was time for me to head out. This would be a night I would never forget and never speak about.
Thank you for listening to that story. And now for the next one.
Facebook Sex, a Memorable Hookup. Written and read by myself. It's Friday night. I should be out with my friends, but instead I'm home drinking wine by myself. I turn the TV to YouTube and play some music, dancing around my apartment, imagining I'm at the club. Just like the club, the more I danced, the more I drank. Before I knew it, the bottle was gone. But thankfully, there was a second one in my fridge. Feeling a little on the dizzy side, I turn down the music and walk over to my computer. It was late and I was just scrolling through my feed on Facebook when I came across a sexual posting. Looking at it made me yearn for just that. It was a woman with a big ass laying on her stomach with her ass in the air. The man's face was buried into her ass, eating her. She was definitely enjoying it, with the spit dripping out of her mouth. I sat there looking at it for a minute, feeling myself getting hot between my legs. It had been some time since a man had done anything like that. Seems lately the few guys I had decided to give a try to were just boring. Their foreplay was pretty much pulling out their dicks and sliding it into a dry pussy. That definitely was not a turn-on. Some men seem talented and can make you beg for the dick, while others make you wonder why you even took your pants off. I checked to see who posted. My cheeks burned a little with excitement when I saw who it was. It was this guy I thought was hot as fuck. He always checked my stories and hearted my pics. I, of course, did the same with him. But we had never actually talked. I thought about it a sec, but my brain wasn't really working with it being flooded with alcohol. I put a wow face on it, and then under it, I posted a GIF saying, "Yummy." My heart was beating so fast, waiting to see if he would do anything. I could see he was active, and I'm sure he would see the notification. 5 minutes later, I finally see a notification pop up that he hearted my GIF. Then a message popped up. "Hey girl, what are you up to at this hour?" Oh my god, I scream the excited scream girls get when the guy that they have the hots for sends a message for the first time. "Hey, I'm just having some wine and listening to music. What about yourself?" I respond. I'm so glad he was not face to face with me at the moment, because I was out of my mind with excitement. We chatted back and forth for a bit before he started to turn dirty. He sent me a short clip of an up-close shot of a guy eating a girl's pussy while fingering her. She was so wet it was dripping off his chin. "I'd like to be doing this to you tonight," he sent. I closed my eyes and could almost feel his lips on me. I wanted it so bad. It had been a bit since I had even had sex. I had no idea my body would crave it this bad. I could take care of the ache myself, but that's not what my body wanted. It wanted more. It wanted to feel a man's hands. It wanted to feel his lips, his tongue, and most of all, it wanted to be filled by him. I wonder if he was anxiously awaiting my reply. "What's keeping you?" I messaged. I jumped up to get another glass of wine. I was too nervous to see what he replied right away. I drank half the glass, trying to calm my nerves. By the time I reached my computer, my hand was shaking as I opened the message string. "Really?" "Send me your address," was the message. Oh my god, oh my god, could I really do this? Could I really send this guy I only knew through Facebook my address to come fuck me? I sat down and typed out my address. I didn't care, I decided. I was going to do it for me tonight. No one needed to find out anyways. Plus, this is my life to live the way I want. And if I want some hot, strange guy from the internet to come fuck the shit out of me, well, tonight, it was going to happen. I hit send and waited to see what he would say. My heart was racing. "Be there in 30, he replied. I froze for a second, then hurriedly replied, "I'll be waiting." I ran into the bathroom to freshen up and put a little makeup on. Not too much. I didn't want him to think I sit in my house at night with gobs of makeup on. Plus, I think more of a natural look is sexy. I looked down at what I was wearing, just plain PJ bottoms and a tank top. I'm sure that's not what he's imagining me opening the door with. I check the clock and have about 15 minutes or so until he gets here. Downing another glass of wine, I throw off my clothes, put on some cute-ass panties that have lace in the back to show the slit in your ass. I grabbed a sexy nightie It was baby doll style. It was short and barely covered me, but that was the point. I nervously watched out the window to see him pull up. I didn't have long to wait. I bet he was just as eager as me. Watching him get out of his car, my heart was beating so hard I could almost hear it pounding against my chest. I was excited and nervous all balled together. I wanted to tear his clothes off before he even got to the door. The couple minutes it took him to reach the door was excruciating. I waited till he was almost there to open. He stopped in his tracks, looked me up and down. "Whew, baby, you are sexy as hell," I smiled but couldn't find the words to reply. I moved to the side to allow him to enter. He shut the door and turned back to me. Again, he looked me up and down. His eyes had an animalistic look to them, like he was hungry for prey, and that prey was my body. I blushed all over. I couldn't stop staring into those hungry eyes. I felt like his hunger mirrored mine. It was like we were in a trance for a minute. That is until he pounced, grabbing a handful of hair at the nape of my neck. He pulled my head back, bringing his lips crushing down on mine. It was hard. It was hard, demanding, and purely sexual. His tongue parted my lips, delving in to taste me. The way he moved his tongue made me curious how he eats. His tongue strokes were long, soft with just enough pressure. He slid it in and out and sucked my bottom lip. His mouth moved down my throat, blazing a red-hot path to the mounds of my breasts. He let go of my hair to pull down the straps of the nightie. I felt the cool air hit my nipples, making them hard. They ached to be touched. He brought his mouth down on one, sucking it expertly while his thumb circled the other. I could feel the heat building in my body, radiating down from my breasts. I wanted more, but we hadn't even moved from inside the door. He must have been thinking the same thing. He stood up, leaned down, and scooped me up in his arms. "Which way to the bedroom?" he whispered in my ear. The hairs on my arms stood up as I felt the warmth of his breath on my skin. "Up the stairs and to the right," I huskily replied. He turned and began up the stairs. The cool air on my breast only helped to excite me. He gently laid me down on the side of the bed with my legs dangling off. I propped myself up on my elbows to watch him take his clothes off. I wanted to see every bit of him. He took his shirt off. His chest was rippling with muscles, smooth, with the only hair being the patch below his belly button. I bit my lower lip. I couldn't wait to see all of him. His eyes met mine and held them as he took down his pants. Looking down, I gasped. He had nothing underneath. His cock was big, thick, and a little bent. In my experience, bent dicks felt better than perfectly straight ones. He was brown with rippling muscles in contrast to my soft white skin. I don't think I could be more turned on right now. He knelt between my legs. I laid back as he lifted my left leg, kissing his way upwards. Spreading my legs, he kissed back and forth till his lips were brushing the outside of my panties. He licked the outside up and down before pulling them down with his teeth. Oh, I thought that guys only did that in movies. I heard a low, sexy groan come out of him as he laid eyes on me. He ran his fingers softly over the outside a few times, like you would a rose petal. My breathing was already starting to come out ragged. I moaned as he spread me, licking me as deeply as he could. My hips began moving up and down with his licks. I couldn't think of anything but the pleasure coming from between my legs. I exploded when his lips closed over my swollen clit, moaning over and over as he sucked. He straightened, pulling me further off the bed, the head of his cock slightly pushing into me. I wanted it so bad, I strained my body towards him, trying to get it deeper. He let me wiggle for a sec before giving me what my body craved. With one hard thrust, he buried himself all the way inside me. He held himself there as my body got used to being stretched around him. He pulled out and slid back in, letting me feel myself stretch around him again. He thrust slowly. I could feel every inch of him filling me, sliding in and out of me. each thrust a little harder until he was pounding it inside me. I felt so vulnerable as he spread me, watching my pussy grip his dick as he pounded me out. The waves of ecstasy rolled over my body. It was so good my toes curled as I cried out. My pussy was pulsing over and over. This was exactly what I needed. He pulled out, pulling me off the bed onto my knees. I put as much of his cock as I could in my mouth, sucking and swirling my tongue around the tip. I licked the shaft down to his balls. I sucked each one, licking just underneath. Moaning, he grabbed my head to hold it there. I licked up and down until he pulled me up. He turned me around, pushing me onto the bed. I crawled up on my knees, putting my head down as my head down and my ass high in the air. He buried his face in me, sucking and licking, getting me ready to take his cock from behind. Standing up, he grabbed my hip with one hand and guided himself to my opening. He held it there, so I slid myself down his shaft, moving up and down and him until I couldn't move from the waves rolling over me. He grabbed my hips and started pounding me harder and harder. I was screaming and clawing at the covers. It just kept coming and coming. I could hear my wetness as he pummeled me. Gasping for air, he turned me over, placing my legs on either side of his head. He slid his cock in me. It was so deep it hurt, but not enough to make him stop. I felt myself gripping him as he thrust in me. Each thrust brings me higher, striving for that sweet feeling. My body tightens as the heat between my legs becomes waves of pulsing ecstasy. He thrusts harder, grabbing me by the neck, squeezing, taking what he wanted from my body. With one last powerful thrust, he arced his back and moaning, spilling his seed in me. I love the feeling of man's pulsing cock as he finished. As he pulled out, his cum ran out, soaking the bedspread beneath my ass. He began to get dressed as I lay there, satiated, not able to use my legs yet. He gave me a crooked grin, knowing he had just fucked the shit out of me. "I'll see myself out," he said with a wink. I listened for the door to close before attempting to move. I smiled, thinking about what just occurred. I don't care if it was slutty to invite a guy from Facebook over to fuck me. It was worth it. I'm sure I'll be having him over to satisfy my body again. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to that story. And now for the next one.
Comparing Brothers, written and read by myself. So I did a thing, a dirty whore of a thing, and I'm not ashamed at all. Well, I'm not ashamed of much anyways. I feel like women should be able to express themselves sexually. Still, what I did was pretty bad, even for me. I had gone over to this guy's house I'd met online. It was one of those apps for adults to find someone to hook up with close by. He was cute, young, and from what I could see, had a great body and a big dick. Of course, I needed to see it in person to verify, as the photo could just be angled to make it look larger. When I got there, I met his older brother. They roomed together. They were both sexy as fuck. Good genes definitely ran in their family. I was there for the younger brother, but in all honesty, the older brother was more masculine. If I had a choice, I would have picked the older one. We hung out and had some drinks and smoked a few blunts. We split up to finish the night out in the bedrooms. Soon after entering the young brother's room, he was on me, groping my ass, breasts, and haphazardly kissing me on my lips, neck, and chest. He walked me to his bed. He surprised me by grabbing me and throwing me down. He stood by the edge of the bed and took off his clothes as I watched. I was pleasantly surprised when his dick sprang out. It was thick and had to be at least 6 inches. Now, I wondered if he knew how to use that cock. He crawled onto the bed and began taking my clothes off. Once I was naked, he took a good look at my body. He smiled and said, "Damn, you're sexy, girl." "Yeah, you like it?" I asked. "I'm going to enjoy fucking you," he replied. I thought maybe I was going to get fucked good tonight. You know, one of those fucks that you think about for the next couple of weeks. Maybe have me sore between my legs for the next couple of days as a reminder. He began kissing my breasts and sucking on my nipples. He was a little rough, and I had to remind him my nipples are attached. I was almost thankful when he abandoned my breast to taste my pussy. His tongue licked my slit up and down until I was moving my hips with the rhythm. He slipped a finger in my wet pussy as he sucked on my engorged nub. I felt juices begin to flow just before my pussy began to pulse. I threw my head back and let the waves of ecstasy run through my body. He moved to bring his cock up to my mouth as he continued to lick my pussy. His cock was so big, I could only put a third of it in my mouth. I couldn't wait to feel him stretch and pound me. Finally, he pulled his cock out of my mouth and positioned himself between my legs. Spreading me good and wide, he took his cock in his hands and rubbed it up and down between my dripping pussy lips. Slowly, he dipped the tip in, teasing me. Oh, God, I needed more in me. I raised my hips, trying to get more inside. He smiled and groaned as he gave me what I wanted, his cock deep inside. I cried out as he began pumping inside of me. I briefly wondered if his brother could hear me getting fucked. I couldn't help but moan as he enjoyed fucking me. Just as I started to orgasm, I felt his cock pulse as he came. I wholly disappointed that it was over already and hadn't gotten off. Maybe the second time would be better, I thought. Right then, I heard a loud snore. Turning my head, I saw him passed out. No, he didn't, I thought. What the hell? I only felt half satisfied. I contemplated reaching down and finishing myself off, but having him snoring with his flaccid dick sticking out wasn't much of a turn-on. Plus, I was really disappointed. I thought I was getting fucked long and hard tonight. Slowly, I got up and dressed. I went into the bathroom and jumped in the shower, quickly to wash everything off me. If he had fucked me good, I would have waited to shower so I could be reminded how good it was every time I smelled him on me. I got out and dried off and quickly got dressed to make my exit. I was thirsty as hell, though, so first I made a detour to the kitchen. I grabbed a bottle of water and had just taken my first sip when I turned around and screamed. The older brother was standing in the doorway. I hadn't heard him come in. "Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you," he said. "It's okay. I startle easily. Leaving so soon?" "Your brother's passed out, and honestly, it was just a disappointment." "Ouch," he replied. "Hey, the night's young. Stay, smoke a blunt with me, and have a glass of wine." "Sounds good. I'm not ready for the night to end anyways," I replied. He grabbed two wine glasses and poured us some red wine. I was impressed that he went for the wine and not the beer that was in the fridge. I followed him into the living room. We sat on the couch, drank the wine, and smoked the blunt while we chatted. The wine had me warm and fuzzy feeling, while the weed had me relaxed. I was even hornier now than after his brother had gotten done fucking me. I could feel my pussy pulsing in need of some good fucking. I closed my eyes and tried to make the feeling go away, as I really didn't think the brother would want to touch me after his little brother had gotten done in there. I was definitely wrong. He leaned in while my eyes were closed and softly began kissing the sweet spot on my neck. I moaned and enjoyed his tongue and mouth made its way around my throat and up to my waiting lips. His hand came up to encircle my throat with slight pressure. He was so soft and tender, completely different from his brother, who was rough. He slid his hand down from my throat to inside my bra to lightly encircle my nipple. It wasn't long before his mouth followed the same route. He pushed the straps down on my top bra to expose my breasts. His mouth and tongue felt amazing on my nipples. He knew just how to touch and suck them. His hand slid down between my legs and pushed my skirt up. He dipped a finger down the slit of the top of my panties. My clit was already so engorged that the second his fingers touched it, I moaned and arched my back. He knew what I needed. He stopped at my clit and began circling it with his finger and gently squeezing it between his thumb and forefinger. My breath was ragged as I was ready to come. He slid my panties to the side and dipped his finger into my wet pussy while he used his thumb to continue to rub my clit. I could feel my juices running out of my pussy as I came. Yes, there you go. That's exactly what you need. Oh, he was right. This is exactly what I needed. He dropped down to his knees between my legs to bury his face in my pussy. Oh my God, I couldn't believe how good he was at eating. I thought his brother wanted to rip my clit off at times. He knew just how to put enough pressure to make me feel excruciatingly good. My hips raised to give him better access. I came hard and long, and he sucked up every drop. As he stood up, I could see his face was dripping from my pussy juices. He wiped his face as I got on my knees and waited for him to pull his cock out. I was dying to see if he had a big cock like his brother's. His cock sprang out long, thick, and hard. Oh, I took it in both my hands, looking it up and down. He was bigger than his brother. I started with the head of his cock, sucking it lightly at first. After a few seconds, I slid my mouth down the shaft as much as I could, while swirling my tongue around the tip. He was so big, I couldn't even get half of his cock in my mouth. I sucked until my jaws couldn't take it anymore. As I stood up, he grabbed me and turned me around. He smacked my ass as I could feel the sting, and it just turned me on more. He then spread my ass cheeks as he took his cock, rubbed it up and down my crack. I was groaning and practically begging with my body for him to put it in. I grabbed the back of the couch and cried out as he finally entered my wet, hot pussy. I didn't even care if his little brother came in and saw me getting fucked by his older brother. Oh, he was big. I felt his cock stretch me. He began stroking his cock inside me. God, he had rhythm. I was so close, it only took a few strokes before the first orgasm hit me. I grinded my ass back against him as his strokes became faster and harder the harder I came. I could feel my juices running out and down my legs. He knew how to fuck a woman. He turned me around and positioned me on the couch so my legs were up on his shoulder. He made sure his huge cock went as far in as possible. It was too much for me, and as I pushed against his chest, but I was pinned down, he slid his cock in and out slowly a few times to let me feel just how much and far inside he was. He spread my legs so he could watch as he fucked me. His thrust became harder and faster as my moans came out faster and harsher. I was almost screaming when his thrust pounded harder for a few seconds before he pulled out and grabbed my head, shoving his cock in my mouth as he pumped his hot liquid down my throat. I sucked and licked up every drop. I took a sip of my wine and got dressed. I quickly kissed him goodbye and left. I didn't want to run into the other brother right now. I just wanted to remember how the older one fucked the hell out of me. I wondered if it would be awkward if I came back to fuck the other brother again. Guess we'll have to see, I thought.
Thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature.